Joe Biden, we need more money to plan for the second pandemic. By Hannah Blow on June 22, 2022. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made waves by telling reporters that there will be a second pandemic coming. Biden, answering a question about the need for Congress to approve of more coronavirus money in the future, said the funds are necessary not just for current needs but for a future pandemic. Mr. President, I know you are looking for more money from Congress for this vaccine campaign and for COVID funding going into the fall, a reporter began. How much of this supply of vaccines for these small children is there? The reporter asked. How many of the nation's kids will you be able to get vaccinated before you need more money from Congress?
Well, we'll get through at least this year. We do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children, Biden stated. Eventually, we need more money to plan for the second pandemic.
There's going to be another pandemic, Biden declared. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing fairly well. That's why we need the money, he added. It remains unclear what Biden meant, specifically, as administration officials, namely, Vice President Kamala Harris, have claimed that they did not even have the foresight to anticipate the effects of coronavirus variants, as the Republican National Committee, RNC, pointed out on social media. We didn't see Delta coming, she said in an interview with the Los Angeles Times last year. I think most scientists did not, upon whose advice and direction we have relied, didn't see Delta coming. We didn't see Omicron coming, Harris added. And that's the nature of what this awful virus has been, which as it turns out, has mutations and variants. While the administration shifts its focus to vaccinating children as young as 6 months, a Rasmussen Report survey released this week found that most Americans believe the danger of the coronavirus is mostly over as rising gas prices and inflation top the list of concerns for Americans ahead of the midterm elections.